At the bottom of Yud Chesem and Beis, I think we should start there. And move ourselves over to Zin.
Bottom of Yud Chesem and Beis,
that's what I meant. Bottom of Yud Chesem and Beis. We got the top Yud Chesem and Aleph, but we're just going to do some Chazar because it's kind of like in the middle. The Gemara says, Shalchu le lemar ukva. I think that's where we're up to. Shalchu le lemar ukva. Five lines from the bottom. Again, we did this already yesterday, but we'll just go over because that's what we need to do in order to know the future Gemara. Shalchu le lemar ukva. Adar samach lenisan loylem chaser. Adar samach lenisan is always going to be chaser. In other words, the only adar that's ever going to be male is if there's two adars, then maybe adarishan will be male. But an Adar, but Samach leNisan is always Chaser. Masiv Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asks a question. Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalin Es HaShabbos. Al Nisan Ve'alat Tishrei. Iyam Ad Bishlom Azim Nim Malay Zim Mechosim Shemachim Mechalin. There's two Chadoshim which are Mechal Shabbos to get there on time. To get to Bezin on time. So what are those? Nisan and Tishrei. Now, if you say Zimnim Malei Zimnim Chaser, then I understand why Machal Shabbos, because we don't know if it's going to be which day it's meant to be. So therefore, you have to Machal Shabbos first Chodesh Nisan. Ella Yamet Loilam Chaser. Amay Mechalin. But if you say that it's always Chaser, so then what do you have to Machal Shabbos for? We know exactly what day Rosh Chodesh is. Says the Gemara, Mishum the mitzvah of Kaddish al Ariyah. So the Gemara, no, maybe you stuff the Bechal Shabbos because we know there's a mitzvah in the Kaddish al Ariyah. And even if in theory we'll end up at the right day by being Mekaddish it on Shabbos without the Edom, but we won't be Mekayim the mitzvah in the Kaddish al Ariyah. Ika de Amri, there are those that have a whole different version of what happened. Instead of Masiv Rav Nachman, it's Amar Rav Nachman, Afanana Mitanina. Rav Nachman comes and says, "Not, I don't disagree. He wasn't challenging. He was actually trying to support. Afanana Mitanina. We also learned like that. Let them chaser. I'll prove it to you because it says Al Shnei Chadosh Mechalim Es Shabbos, Al Nisan Al Tishrei. And he used the very same Mishnah instead of asking a question from him, but proving it. Why? Because he says, "Iyamet Bishlam Alai Lam Chaser. If you tell me it's always chaser, then Mishum Haki." Mechalina, and then I understand why Mechal, the mitzvah of Kaddish al Ariyah. And now he's using that logic as being like the Pashtus and why it is that we're being Mechal Shabbos because of the mitzvah of Kaddish al Ariyah. Elo I amrit zimne mali zimne choser amai Mechalin, why Mechal Shabbos? Nevre bima abrit ha'idna nekad shei lemachar, like what's the big deal? Just be Mechalish it tomorrow. So if you hold it lo elam chaser, you can't be mekadesh tomorrow. So therefore, we need the edim to come in today. You can mechal Shabbos. Do you want mekadesh api the mishkadesh api riyah? But if it could be mali, so let it be mali, and then we mekadesh api riyah tomorrow. Says the Gemara, id ikla yom shloishim b'shabbos chanami. So the Gemara, no, maybe really it's some pam chaser pam mali. And if the 30th day would fall on Shabbos Achanami, you're right, then you should just wait till the 31st and be Makadish at then. The 31st day came out on Shabbos, so you can't wait any longer. Rav Kahana asked the question.
The first way we're learning. Why is it necessarily only twice a month? Like, Al Shnei Chadosh Mechalim Es HaShabbos. Admit there's just Al-Riyah, the mitzvah Kaddish Al-Riyah, shouldn't you have that every month?
I think that's the Gemara's next question. I believe that's the Gemara's next question. Masir Rav Kahana, Kesha Mikdash, Chayim Echalan Afal Kulam, Apnei Takanas HaKarban. In the Kulu, Lav Mishun, the mitzvah Kaddish Al-Riyah, Yoni, that's it right there. You see that? In the Kulu, Lav Mishun, the mitzvah Kaddish Al-Riyah. So we said, Tishrei Nami, Lav Mishun, the mitzvah Kaddish Al-Riyah. So the Gemara is saying, what do you mean? It doesn't say that we mechal afan kul because of the mitzvah kadosh al pi riyah. Why not? So if those two are, if the rest of them are not because of that, then he's into is also not because of that. And then I think I could be mechal in general. We slugged up the Gemara. The Gemara seems to have backtracked from this idea that there's a reason just Chal Shabbos just in the Kaddish Al Pi Re'iyah, because then we would do that every week, every month, and we see that we don't. Okay, it's a Tiyufta. Yasa Ula Amar. When Ula came from Bavel, or from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Na'avu Le'el, they're Ma'aber El, in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Ula Yadi Chavrin Bavloi Mighty Vusa Adina Adai. You Bavel people have to know what type of tremendous favor we've done for you. Mighty Vusa, what's the favor that they did? Are they Ma'aber El? Ula Amar Mishum Yarkaya. Yarkai is vegetables. Meisai is the dead people. What does that mean? It was going to fall out that the Yom Tovim were going to fall out too close to Shabbos. It was going to create a large span of time that you weren't going to be able to pick fruit or vegetables. You weren't going to be able to bury your dead. So this Bizayin Meisai is also not going to be any food for Yom Tov. So it's two different opinions as to why they did it. Another one is going to discuss those two opinions. Maybe Nayu. What's the difference between these two opinions? Yom Kippur Shechal Yoyz Pechav B'Shabbos. What happens if Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday? So you have 2 days of Isra Malacha. There's no food to be eaten on Sunday because Yom Kippur. If it's because of you worry about the dead people, so then you should be ma'abarit in order to make sure they're not too close together. What are you worried about? Which type of food? There's no need for food on Sunday. Sunday night after they finish the fast. Okay, then you go out. You got yourself some vegetables at night. It's no big deal. One who holds because of Yerakos, if Yerakos is a good enough reason to do it, Chayav Meisayim should also be a good enough reason to do it. Why doesn't he agree that you also ma'ar because of Mishum Meisayim? Ella, the Gemara says, you're right, he probably does. Ella Ika Beinayo, that's to be a different Afkamina. Really, the one who holds of Yerakayo also holds a Meisayah. Ella Ika Beinayo, Yom Tov Asavach L'Shabbos, Ben Lefina Ben L'Achareha. That's the difference. Man Da'am Mishum Yerakayo, Ma'avrinon, because again, you have a long amount of time. Adam Mishum Meisayah, Epsher Ba'amami. If it's only Mishum Meisayah, so over there it's not a problem, because on Yom Tov we allow a guy to bury. On Shabbos we don't, but on Yom Tov we do. So therefore, it's not such a problem. Adam Mishum Meisayah, Avri Mishum Yerakayah.
And Yom Kippur, we'll let them bury?
No, just Yom Kippur and Shabbos we won't. Correct.
So does that answer it? Did I miss something?
The point is like this. What happens if it's Yom Tov, a regular Yom Tov, that falls out on the day next to Shabbos? So if it's Mishum Meisayah, we have no problem. We would just have a goy bury him. It's Shemir Ekayah, we still have we were just looking for a nafkamina. Of course, that's a good nafkamina between the two of them.
Okay.
Says the Gemara, okay, but the Manda Amr that holds Mishum Meisayah, why does he hold of Yerakayah? So I didn't understand the question so much because, I mean, Meisayah is Bizayin HaMeis, that's, that's intense. Yerakayah, so you're not going to have so much food to eat on Yom Tov. You could compare the two of them together. You shouldn't have soft vegetables. I guess so. I guess the Gemara is saying that reason is as important as a Messiah. The Gemara answers, Efshar Bechamami. There are other ways of preserving your vegetables. Hot water will bring back its firmness or something like that. And therefore, Efshim Yerakai, you don't have to worry about it. Yachi, Maishna Lididan, Afilo Lididhu. Why is the Gemara saying the people in Bavel? Don't mean that's what we're doing for them. Why is it people in Bavel? I mean, people in Eretz Yisrael also need to eat on Yom Tov, and also have to bury their dead. So my shnav didan nafil l'ditu. The tsunami. It's the Gemara didan chavil lan alma. L'ditu la chavil lahu alma. By us, in Bavel there's a lot of humidity. The humidity causes the body to decompose, and it causes the vegetables to go bad. And Eretz Yisrael, even if it's hot, there's no humidity, and therefore they don't really have the same problems of Tudor Yom Tov that we have. Amy Vatani Rabba Bar Shmuel Yochel Kishim She Marvinus Hashem Letzayrach Kach Marvinus Achaydish Letzayrach. Now the Gemara is asking a question on the whole idea: Is it true? Can you be ma'avers a chodesh l'tzarech? But Shmuel said, we saw Tani Rabbi Chiya bar Shmuel, Rabbi bar Shmuel, that I would have thought maybe just like you could be ma'aver the shana, so too you could be ma'aver the chodesh l'tzarech. Tamar lemer chodesh hazadachem rosh chodeshim because every day of kodesh you can't do that. So it seems to say over here that you can't manipulate the chodesh. So why are we saying that Ula was saying we were so good we manipulated the chodesh for you? What's going on over here? It's the Gemara. Amar Rava, Lekasha. Kan la'avroi, kan la'kadshoi. What does that mean? Kan la'avroi, kan la'kadshoi means as follows. To make it come, achikamar, he'll say. Yachak Hashem Shem Avron Es Hashana, that's a chodesh l'tzayrach. You can be ma'aber it l'tzayrach. Both the Shana and the chodesh. Kach mekadshin is a chodesh l'tzayrach. I may think that maybe you could even mekadish it early l'tzayrach. In other words, fabricate a new Rosh Chodesh even before it's there. In other words, to not make a Rosh Chodesh on time that you can do, and you can manipulate that. But to make it early, to mekadesh it without actually seeing it, that you can't do. Like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Ma'imin ala Edim, ala Chodesh in Yerub is Manu la Abroi. You can kind of like intimidate the Edom on a month that was seen that they saw the moon, the Kad Bismani, to be ma'abr that they shouldn't be made and will be ma'abr the Chodesh. The Ein ma'ayimin ala Edom al Chodesh shaloi nira Bismani, the Kadshak. You can't be ma'ayim on Edom to make them testify about something that they didn't see. No one's going to argue about this. There's going to be an argument about that. Eini. What are you talking about? This is what we've been hearing the whole time. Rabbi Yochanan's been saying that you can do off pishaloi nira shaloi ra'inu yomer shira'inu. Rabbi Lokasha habenisan v'tishrei habeshar yarshi. Enoch and Amin Nisan and Tishrei, which are very critical months. So therefore, you can do it. Shayach, you can't do it. Rava Amar, Rava says,
okay, what's the shot in this? You're allowed a lie to say that you saw the moon?
Yeah, so there's a whole Enoch Bracha about this very bizarre din. It's so strange. Right? You're not only lying, you're testifying in court.
It kind of like throws the whole validity of Kiddush HaChodesh out the window. It's like, if every time someone comes in and says, I thought, you'd be like, yeah, maybe not.
Right. So, apparently, the whole Kiddush HaChodesh thing is very irregular. Like I said, the Emek Bracha speaks about this. And he says, it's hard for me to really give over clearly. I haven't seen it in a couple of months. But he says, basically, that The usually we're really using Edom to try to like get to the bottom of, you know, what happened. Like Kiddush HaChodesh, Edom is really just a tool. Beis Din can use them at whim. They can even make Edom say things that are really not even true, and that's not a problem. Loisana bereicha. It's a very, very strange concept. But I think you should just leave it as that at the moment. But that's what he says. It's a good observation. Okay, Yoni?
Yep.
I don't think I answered much. All I did is I told you that Mikvah speaks about it. Rava Amar, how did Tani Rava Bar Shmuel Achayim? Rava says there's actually a different opinion. There's an Achayim, the Tani Achayim. I mean, anything that says that says, being the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, I would God Yavim Lavad. Achayim say the months are very, very rigid. It's very, very structured. It's very clear. There's always 4 days between each Yom Tov. What it means is as follows. The Jewish calendar has 354 days. 354 divisible by 7. 350 is divisible by 7, so there's a remainder of 4. So every year, the Yom Tov will move 4 days of the week from where it was before. Which means if last year was on Sunday, this will be on Wednesday. It'll be 4 days away, and then again 4 days away. Because we always know exactly how many days there are, because every Rosh Chodesh is either one Mali, one Chaser, one Mali, one Chaser. Very rigid, so we're not messing around with that. So because it's so structured, therefore you can't be Ma'ayim. The Adam to change anything. Rav Dimi Minarda Masni Ipcha. He went the other way around. Ma'iman al Adam al Chodesh Shaloi Nir Vizmanu Lakachai. Ve'in Ma'im al Adam al Chodesh Shaloi Nir Vizmanu La'Amra. He says, actually, I think the opposite. I think you could be Ma'im on Adam to tell you they saw something and they didn't see it. But you can't be Ma'im on Adam that saw something to tell them not to testify. Why is that? My time. Very simple, because hi, mechzik shikra, it looks like he's lying. In other words, if I mechzik shikra, hi lo mechzik shikra. If no one in the world saw the new moon, and one guy walks in and says, "I saw a new moon," you can't say for sure that he's lying. Okay, Bezdin happened to be Bezdin manipulated him to say it, even though it wasn't there. But no one else is going to know that. But if the whole world saw a new moon, and Bezdin is just stopping anyone from coming in to testify, it's clear that Bezdin is playing games to the world. So it looks like a shikra. So therefore, he says, I'm more comfortable creating an edus than not the offense. Amar Shmuel, Yechilnu Mitzkune Kule Goyla. Shmuel says, I could make a calendar of the entire Gola. In other words, I can make all the calculations. I know how to calculate the new moon, which is very hard, by the way. Amale Abba Avuah D'Rav Simoi B'Shmuel Yada Mar Hai Milsa D'Tanya B'Seira Ibar. Are you familiar with this idea that it doesn't say it either? Yada Kvim Chatzais and Yada Ache Chatzais? Amale No. He said, no, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. Amar, he said, you can listen, you think you know everything? You don't know that. There's probably other things you don't know either, and you probably should not be making calendars. What is this thing that we're talking about? I believe we'll be talking about that tomorrow. You did pretty much an amah today, my friends. That's good work. I hope that tomorrow is a shem. It'll be a bright and cheery day. Make it a great day, my friends.